Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention, with your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Tonight, we're going to talk about ADHD family coaching, past, present, and future. And with us in our virtual studio tonight is often guest, sometimes co-host, and sometimes guest host, and Dr. Ned Hollowell. And tonight's show is actually taped because of Dr. Hollowell's schedule. We needed to kind of pull that in advance. And the meat of the interview is going to be done by my guest host, Carolyn McGuire. Real quickly, tonight is August the 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year 2016. Let everybody know we are exceptionally fortunate for our relationship with children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They have been a long, long time supporter of our show, and this show is being brought to you by them. So let's roll a little tip that they'd like to share.
Did you know that more than 3,000 people died in distracted driving accidents last year? As a driver with ADHD, you're at higher risk for distracted driving and car accidents, particularly during long distance and highway driving. Here are some tips. Keep your cell phone turned off or out of reach. Limit the number of passengers. Use music or a book on tape to help you focus. Receive proper treatment. For more information, visit the CHAD website, chad.org, or helpforadhd.org. That's chadd.org. or HELP, the number 4, ADHD.org.
Again, thank you so much for Chad for your support and for being behind and bringing the show to you. Real quickly, if you're out there and you're listening to the show, then you thrive and you want really good information on ADHD. And certainly we pride ourselves on the content that we deliver with many of our guests and kind of topics. And many of you will say, hey, listen, I can get that stuff out there. But I got to tell you, the CHAD conference every year is a get together nationally or actually internationally of everybody kind of coming together. And it's easy to say, I can't necessarily go, but I cannot impress upon you how much you learn at these conferences. You certainly will get to hear many of the guests we've had have been presenters at CHAD conference. But the real juice and the real learning is connecting with your tribe and hanging out between the sessions and actually going up and talking to some of the presenters afterwards. And with that being said, it's not too late to start planning for the 2016 CHAD conference this year, which is in Costa Mesa, California, November the 10th through the 12th. For more information, go to chadd.org. And so with that, let's kind of get the show going. Again, as I said, the show was pre-taped. We're going to run it in a second, but I do have Caroline on the phone with me right now live, who did do the interview as my guest host. And so Caroline, it was a pretty good interview, don't you think?
It was a great interview, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Years ago, not that many years, but I worked for Dr. Hollowell as his lead coach. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring him on is that, we had a good discussion on the show about the fact that, one of his original philosophies was that you coach the entire family and that it's not just, the kid or the parent, and that it's a more holistic approach. And I think that's really going to come through in this show, that, he sees the value and really explains it well, and talks about the need to sort of help ourselves where we're challenged with the nuts and bolts of daily life.
I think you brought up a really good point. I really want to accent it. Here's an individual in the mental health field who was the first person who referenced ADHD coaching in print back in 1994 with Dr. John Rady in their book Driven to Distraction. So what's his interest in this? He really doesn't necessarily have a lot other than to help those with ADHD for the benefit of and advocate for this holistic approach, not just from a treatment plan, from diagnosis and medication, but actually to the whole family. And I think that really speaks to his character here a little bit on this, because it's not just about this, it's about benefit the individual and the community at large right here. And I really think that you did a great job interviewing him and bringing this out.
Well, thanks so much. It was a fun interview to do. I've known him a long time. And in many ways, you know, he didn't have to do that. And he had the centers where he brought in coaches. I mean, before everybody else brought in coaches, like you said, he mentioned it first in 1994. And I think one of the things that was interesting was from the beginning, his philosophy and that of the psychiatrists and psychologists in his center was, you know, of course you're working with all the different members of the family. And, you know, I didn't know any different. I thought that's what you do. It made total sense to me, and that's what I pioneered. So it's kind of funny because, you know, it's not what everybody does, even to this day. And he did that from the beginning.
Yep. And he is very much a thought leader. So again, tonight, the topic is ADHD family coaching, the past, present, the future. We're going to roll the tape. We hope you enjoy the interview. And Caroline, thank you so much for doing it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, everybody, here we go.
Hello, and welcome to the show. This is guest host Caroline McGuire, and I am here in our virtual studio with Dr. Edward Hollowell, who many of you know. He is a New York Times best-selling author, a world-renowned speaker in the area of ADHD. He is the founder of the Hollowell Centers for Cognitive and Emotional Health in New York and Boston, and I had the privilege for many years of working in the Boston Center. He is a dynamic, insightful speaker who offers an innovative advice surviving in the ADHD world. He was a faculty member at Harvard Medical School for almost two decades, and he is the author of 18 books, which I can still not believe it's so many, including his latest book entitled Shine, Using Brain Science to Bring Out Our Best.
Actually, Caroline, the latest one is called Driven to Distraction at Work.
Okay, well, I will update your bio.
And the number of books is 20.
20?
Yep.
Oh my goodness. How is that?
So we have to update the bio.
We have to update the bio. And most people, Dr. Hollowell, know you for Driven to Distraction as their number one go-to when they are diagnosed with ADD. So welcome to the show, Dr. Hollowell. I had the privilege of working with you in the, you know, 2005, 2009 era. And you probably don't remember this, but, you know, ADD coaching was new back then. And you mentioned it for the first time in 1994 in your book.
You invented it.
And yep. Now, you know, we just launched family coaching at the ADD Coach Academy. And you once stopped in my office and said, you should write a family coaching program. And you probably don't have any remembrance of that. But you were always really, really, really supportive of this idea of working with kids and families. So I wanted to have you on because of that connection. Because now coaching has changed and evolved into such a great thing. Can you talk a little bit about why you've always been so supportive of that? And I know you're a parent too.
Yeah, well, coaching is really what most people with ADD need at any age. It's sort of what a parent naturally does minus the nag factor. And since the big problem in the world of ADD is what's called executive function, you know, planning and prioritizing and time management, that sort of thing. A coach really helps you with your executive function, keeps you on track, sets your goals, you know, organizes your day, and it's as opposed to psychotherapy, which sometimes is needed as well, but psychotherapies aim more at issues like self-esteem and feelings of shame and guilt and that sort of stuff. And coaching really doesn't get into those emotional areas. It's more pragmatics, you know, the nuts and bolts of everyday life. And that's it's very practical. And that's usually what people with ADD really need.
Absolutely. And Dr. Hollowell, you have always been a person who understood that, and I think that's part of your national appeal. And mm-hmm. I think those nuts and bolts get in our way, don't they, Dr. Hollowell?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you speak a little bit, you know, you're a parent and you don't, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to talk about being the parent of ADD kids. But when I, you know, have known you, mm-hmm. you did a phenomenal job of helping kids feel good and believe that they could overcome the challenge of those nuts and bolts.
Right. You know, I often say the real disabilities are shame and fear and believing something's wrong with you. That's what holds people back. So, you know, if you can look at ADD as a, you know, as a trait, not a necessarily a disorder, and get the help that you need to take care of the downside, then the considerable upside can carry the day.
That's the upside can carry the day. I love that because you and I both believe the upside can carry the day. But, you know, just this morning, Dr. Hollowell, I had a call from a mom who is wondering if there is an upside. Can you speak to this upside that you believe in so much?
Well, it's not that I believe in it. It's that I see it, you know, all the time. You know, I've been working with people who have this condition for 35 years and I see it. You know, they tend to be creative. They tend to be original. They tend to be able to think outside the box. They're also typically very generous and big-hearted. They're tenacious to the point of being stubborn. They're the visionary. They're the dreamer. They're the explorer, the entrepreneur. Most entrepreneurs have it. And those are all very positive qualities. Now, they can get clouded or made invisible by the downside, which is, you know, just constantly can't get out of your own way, disorganized, trouble following through, tendency toward addiction, tendency toward, getting into terrible situations. And so, yes, the downside is considerable. But if you can get help with that downside and get organized and get on track, then all those positive qualities that I just mentioned can pick you up. And I was just day before yesterday with the CEO of AOL, who's really remaking AOL and turning it into a wonderful company again. And he has ADD and is very open about it. And, you know, he calls it attention deficit advantage. He says it's really, and now the people in his company, they used to sort of chuckle about it. Now they say, you know, your new ideas, that's where it comes from. And he says, yeah, I attribute, you know, my success to having ADD. Now that is not to say, sometimes people misunderstand me, I'm not saying that this can't ruin your life. You know, it can. Undealt with, ADD can absolutely be a terrible curse. You know, you name it, and ADD is overrepresented, whether it's violent behavior or addiction or depression or suicide or unemployed, multiply divorced, all of that. You know, so yes, indeed, there's a terrible downside to it. But if you manage it properly, then there's this wonderful upside, and someone like Tim Armstrong is a real good example of the upside.
What do you say, Dr. Hollowell, to parents who are mired in the, you know, the downside? My kids failed out of college, or, you know, my 25-year-old son isn't managing himself, or, you know, I get calls. You know this because you manage it too. You get some of these poor parents get calls every day from the school.
Yeah, no, I know, I know. What I say to them is never worry alone. You know, get the right help. It can be terrible. So,
right.
You know, my first rule is never worry alone. And so, you know, you want to get the right help. You know, dealing with this, you know, it really does take a team. You know, a parent can't do it alone. So, you know, put together the right team, you know. And you want to find experts, be it a coach or a doctor or whoever you're working with, who are optimistic. You know, you need positive energy. You need hope. These parents who, you know, where the kids are floundering and in trouble. You need hope, but hope is not a strategy. So you need a strategy as well. You know, so you need hope and a plan. And you put those two together, and then you get good results.
Yes, and I know that you feel that way, and that's why you've always been so supportive of coaching, because it provides that plan.
Right.
But I agree with you, and I think you've always given all of us in the ADD community that optimistic outlook, which you're right. I mean, you can't climb out of that or find a way forward to be a Tim Armstrong, without it.
Right.
So do you mind? We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're here talking with Dr. Ned Hollowell. I want to talk to Dr. Hollowell about his famous race car brain and some other things. But thank you so much, Dr. Hollowell. What would you like to tell people about that you're working on now, someplace to go, and a website or a book you'd like them to buy?
Well, you know, the website understood.org is a wonderful free resource, and it's just understood.org. It's for parents of children who have learning differences, and there's just every kind of information you could possibly want or need is right there. It's all free. It's all very authoritative. It's extremely user-friendly. It was put together by 15 nonprofits got together and created this website, understood.org. I recommend it. I'm part of it myself, but they have over 100 experts that they've tapped and videoed, and they also have live, and they have clips with kids. And you can go there and say, you know, I have a 12-year-old with dyslexia, and you'll get everything you need about that. Or I have a 14-year-old girl with inattentive ADD, and you'll get everything you need about that. So understood.org is just a tremendous free resource that I couldn't recommend more highly.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We're going to run to a break, and we will be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more, or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com. If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
I am here with Dr. Edward Hollowell, Ned Hollowell, who's my good friend. I worked for him years ago. Neither one of us have aged, by the way, in that time, which is a good thing. Dr. Hollowell, since the 90s, when you really came into, you know, this and really brought us forward, brain science has moved forward so much. And you know, this is thrilling for people like you and I, because we knew that ADD was an interest deficit, and now we have proof. What do you think the role of brain science should be as people approach the treatment of ADD?
Well, I mean, you know, the more we know about the biology of the brain, the more avenues we have to change it, you know, and whether it be medication or brain training or, you know, the new uses of EEG and altering, you know, brain waves. So, you know, the role of science is always to pave new ground, and with new information come new approaches to, you know, dealing with the difficult part.
That's wonderful. And I hope that you're as thrilled as I am about these new advances. Tell me a little something about how you explain the brain to children. You do a great analogy about a race car.
Yeah, no, I tell kids, you know, you're, and adults too for that matter, you're very lucky. You've got an incredibly powerful brain. You've got a Ferrari engine for a brain. Your brain is way powerful. The problem is you have bicycle brakes. You know, your brakes aren't strong enough to control the power of your brain. And I say, but don't worry, I'm a brake specialist, so work with me, and we'll work to strengthen those brakes.
That's wonderful. I think, you know, that analogy, you know, because you've seen my daughter, Lucy, who, by the way, Jeff Copper interviewed the other night about her ADD, is a seven-year-old, tells you about her race car brain. And you have obviously inspired many people with that analogy. I think the big thing for me that I want to ask is, you know, what do you think we need to do to help these children feel really good about that race car brain? Because not everybody gets to be with someone like you.
Well, no, what they need is to be set up to achieve something. Getting better at something that matters to you that's challenging, that's the best way to build confidence and self-esteem. Doesn't matter what it is. It can be throwing a baseball. It could be, you know, knitting a dress. It could, you know, anything set up to make progress. You don't have to be the best at it. Just make progress at some activity that's matters to you and that's challenging. And if you do that, you will grow in confidence, self-esteem, and motivation.
So you're talking a little bit about this idea of mastery, that we as ADD people don't necessarily kind of, I don't want to say we don't put in the time because that sounds judgmental, but often we don't put in the time to reach a level of mastery.
Well, not people with ADD, everyone, you know. So,
right.
And it's not a matter of putting in the time so much as once you get involved in something that matters to you, you will want to put in the time. So it's not of lecturing someone, oh, you got to put in the time and 10,000 hours and all that stuff. It's really find something that excites you, that you're interested in. Then you'll want to put in the time.
Yes, I agree. And you know, I always feel that the passion is such an underlying factor in terms of our success and how we move forward. And obviously, you've written 20 books, so you're passionate and you found that mastery, so you can model that and you know about that. What have you learned from your own kids? What lessons have they taught
you? I really
you?
Don't want to go into my own children. It's you know, it's bad enough that they have to see themselves in all these books. I'd rather, you know, talk about it. I mean, I love my kids. They're the most important people in the world to me. And what I've learned is that, you know, ADD is an incredibly interesting condition, so. But,
absolutely.
But I have to sort of respect their privacy a little bit.
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Howell. I completely understand. What about the fact that you've been working at this a while, and you're a pioneer? What have you learned from this experience that you wish you could kind of, you know, influence others around? Because we're still working with the education system and whatnot to try to help them to see what they need to do.
Well, I think the big obstacle is stigma, you know, and that's rooted in ignorance. So, you know, it would be wonderful, and it'll happen, for us to finally break down the stigma and have people realize that if you manage this condition properly, not only does it not have to be a problem, it can be an asset. And
right.
if you don't, you get into big trouble.
Right.
So, you know, we just need to get rid of the stigma, the prejudice, the misconceptions that surround ADD. It's just a wildly misunderstood condition.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Hollowell. We're going to run to a break. We are here with Dr. Hollowell, and before the last break, he told us about a wonderful website, understood.org, which is free. Dr. Hollowell, do you want to say the name of your latest book again for our audience?
Driven to Distraction at Work. It's about attention in the workplace.
Wonderful. We'll touch on that when we come back. Thank you so much. We're going to run to a break.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution, misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Hello, we are back, and this is Caroline McGuire, guest host, and I am here with Dr. Ned Hollowell, and he's just mentioned to us that his newest book is Driven to Distraction at Work. Dr. Hollowell, we have just a little bit of time left, but you know, one of the things that we've found in coaching nowadays, you've always said, which is that the family is, more than just one kid or one adult that you're working with, and that you have to really work with the whole family. And, you know, otherwise the ADD person is sort of alone, and everybody's lives interact with everyone else. You are now looking toward a book about Driven to Distraction at Work. What do you have to say to people about this idea that, ADD is a family thing and you can't just work in a vacuum?
Yeah, no, it comes back to my first rule, never worry alone, ADD does impact couples, families, groups of any kind, be it the workplace, the home. So coaching, family coaching is a wonderful idea. Help families set up systems of getting organized. And plus, ADD, is genetic. So if a kid has it, the odds are one or both parents has it too. So the chances are good anyway that one or both parents has it. So it makes all the sense in the world to sort of embrace it as a family and, set up schedules, systems of organization, delegation of chores, and all of those very practical nuts and bolts that a coach specializes in, and you can get it done without nagging, without the struggle that so often occurs. Without a coach, there's what I call the big struggle is typically what gets going in families where they're just arguing over who's supposed to do what and why didn't this happen, and a coach can come in and sort of make peace and then set up organizational structures that restore harmony and it leads to progress.
Right, absolutely. And you've seen that harmony restored over the years by folks addressing these nuts and bolts, I take it.
Absolutely. No, I'm a huge fan of coaching. It's very cost effective. It's not as expensive as seeing a doctor or a therapist. It's very practical. Often it can be done over the telephone, so it can be very convenient. You don't have to go anywhere. It's a tremendously effective, practical modality that, you know, I think pretty much anyone with ADD should at least consider coaching, and can be a huge help.
Thank you, Dr. Hollowell. I think that that's so true, and I know you've been an advocate of it for years. Just before we go, driven to distraction at work, I know workplace issues are such a profound underlying issue. Just tell us a little bit about what kind of guidance you give around the workplace.
Well, I identify six different patterns that can slow you down at work, you know, whether you have ADD or not, but related to attention. And probably the most common one these days is what I call screen sucking. It's essentially wasting time on a screen. And, you know, it's the latest habit, if not addiction, that you know, impedes people's progress, that they just waste an awful lot of time screen sucking. It's sort of the latest cigarette is an iPhone. You know, it's wonderful. So the goal is not to abstain. The goal is to learn moderation. So, you know, so you're in charge of it instead of it being in charge of you.
That's a really, I mean, what a great nugget. It's the cigarette. The newest cigarette is the iPhone, and we have to learn moderation. And that's absolutely true.
Right.
And
actually, I it's not the best analogy because cigarettes, there's nothing good to say about cigarettes, but the iPhone used properly is a wonderful thing. You know, it's a wonderful tool. So if you use it properly, it's a blessing. But if you don't, it can be a real curse.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. There are good things to say about the iPhone. You
absolutely.
Know.
I wouldn't leave home without it.
Absolutely. As wouldn't I. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Hollowell. This has been a real treat. And
thank
everyone,
you for the great work
listener.
You do. And it's been my pleasure to be with you.
Oh, thank you. And I will see you again soon. And everyone, Dr. Ned Hollowell, his latest book, Driven to Distraction at Work.